prep sports now. One last time, one last game to talk about for the 2017 high school football season. Bishop Gorman going up north to Reno to take on Reed High for the state championship. Gorman survives Liberty at a closer game than you and I expected, 35-13 last Friday at Rancho, going for number 9 in a row, and I don't see much stopping them.
Yeah, I think this is not only is this pretty obvious, but you got to remember Reed had lost something to zero to Reno already this year, so it was kind of a major surprise that they had upset them to get to the championship game. No stopping Gorman. This is going to be comparable, I think, to playing like Desert Oasis, give or take.
Really? Yeah. That far down? I mean, we know very little
Sierra
about the
Vista,
North.
But yeah.
Yeah. All right, well,
I'm not too impressed. How's that?
So not much to break down on the actual game then, if it's going to be that lopsided. Yeah, you were right. They played Reno earlier in the year, lost 39-0. Come back and hold on to win 24-21 in the Northern Region Championship game last week. So they're taking on Reed, who I believe they've played at least one other time during the stretch of state championships.
Yeah, they beat Reed maybe pretty consistently.
6 years ago or something.
Beat them one year they had Zach Singer, and I know they've beat him here before. So it's a pretty common opponent. However, their coach had moved to the coach moved over to Bishop Minogue, so this is kind of a new era of Reed football. They probably weren't as good during the season as DeMonte Ranch and Reno High. So
and beat them both back-to-back. DeMonte Ranch 31-27, Reno 24-21. Seems like the North might be more evenly matched down here.
Yeah, so, and of course, I think that one of the storylines, if not the main storyline this week, is this could be the last North-South large school state championship for a while, because the 5A will likely be created here, and Reno's teams will play in the 4A. No opinion on that, really. I mean, you could argue that they're doing that to avoid Gorman. They'll say we're doing it because we just can't match the large enrollment of the South. You could assume that Auburn and Liberty would also kill the Reno teams, even though Liberty 4 years ago lost in Reno, right?
I think it was longer than 4 years at this point, right?
It was Dudeau's freshman year.
Okay, so 5 years ago.
5 years ago, whatever it was, yeah.
Yeah, I think we kind of touched on this last week. It's just there's no easy fix. No matter what you do, someone is going to be – it's going to be unfair for someone.
Somebody's going to have to play Gorman.
Yeah, and even then, I think it's not just – I know a lot of people want to make the problem just Gorman, and they do kind of throw everything off track, but it's not just Gorman. I mean, it's hard to match these other teams too. I mean, we've seen teams like – right now, Desert Pines is way better than anyone in the – 3A. As we saw, oh yeah, we should talk about that too. Congratulations to Desert Pines for a back-to-back state championship wins. Beat Mojave pretty convincingly on Saturday.
Yeah, came out in the second half and just rolled them. Jaden King kid with a few touchdown runs. Tico gets championship number 2. Was able to take a group of young players, get them to like each other, and win a ship.
Yep, so there you go.
And they'll be out of the whatever. They'll be in the 4A next year.
Okay, so next year, let's talk a little bit about this realignment. It might be the most interesting storyline going into this. Like you said the last time, that a state champion will be decided against the Northern. So next year, this is all speculation, as I'm assuming the official meeting isn't probably for another couple months.
Yeah.
Is it looking like a 3A, 4A, and 5A?
Yeah. Okay, so the 3A would be Moapa, Virgin, Boulder, and the teams that really, really struggle, Western, Rump. The 4A would be Vista, Durango, Spring Valley, Desert Pines, maybe Chaparral, El Dorado, Valley. The 5A would be Arbor, Coronado, Palo Verde, Liberty.
It's basically the Northwest and the Southeast,
yeah.
More or less.
Yeah. I think Basic may be and again, they're using
some rubric
that doesn't make sense except only to the guy who's created it, and that's the problem. And I think it might only be for football, not for the other sports too.
Well, that's one thing in their defense you have asked for years. You've been the biggest proponent of that. You've said so many times on this show that it needs to be a football-only alignment.
Yeah.
So maybe we're getting closer to...
Yeah, I just... And it just... It sucks that... yeah, we got the football alignment, which is what I wanted, but... Like... Do I want... And the way they do it... So initially, the 5A... They want. I think the thought was, let's do it to handicap Gorman, right? Let's make it to where we get 10 teams in the league, and we make them all play each other, and that's 9 of your games, and you can only get one game out of the league. So Gorman won't be able to go play Modern Day or go to New York or do whatever they do.
I didn't realize that's really what's happening. So all these teams will play each other?
Well, that was the initial suggestion,
sorry,
right?
It
was,
gotcha.
How can we handicap Gorman? Okay, let's not let them play Northern teams. Let's make them play all these teams once and get only one other game. Then people won't want to go to Gorman anymore because Gorman's on ESPN and all this other stuff, right? Now they've got it up to maybe 12 teams in two divisions of six. So you got 5 league games or whatever, and then you go fill it with the rest.
So nothing's going to change.
Nothing's going to change.
For Gorman especially.
No.
Okay. Well, this will be interesting. Something to follow. I'm sure go to LasVegasSun.com as updates are available. It will happen. But let's get back to Gorman itself. We both already kind of gave away our pick. We think they're going to beat Reed easily. But 35-13 against Liberty. Liberty hung with them for a while. I think if there were any questions about that Liberty defense, it should kind of be extinguished. Now, they forced Gorman to 2-3 and outs in their first three possessions. Pretty impressive. But being there, there was never any doubt that Gorman was going to be the winner. I know you were keeping an eye on it on TV while you were working here. Do you have any takeaways from the game?
You know, I thought that we talked about 2 years ago, or last year, I'm sorry, 84-8, and how that wasn't Liberty. And I think what you saw there was kind of where the two teams are, right? Last year was an aberration. You know, Gorman had its grade eight and just hopped on them early. But Liberty is probably any given Friday or Saturday, 3-4 touchdowns worse than Gorman.
I will say that one of those touchdowns, I still think that the 84-yard touchdown at the end, I still think the kid was down. They didn't blow the whistle, though, so hats off to him. That's the first thing you learn in football is keep playing through the whistle. Gorman's defense kind of stopped because it looked like, I believe, who's the kid that scored twice for Liberty? It looked like his knee had touched the ground. Cervantes White. Or Terrace Hamilton, I guess, was the 84-yard touchdown pass. It looked like his knee had touched the ground. Never whistled dead, so he got up and just kept running for 84 yards for a touchdown. So, really, I feel like the score more to kind of paint what happened would have been like 35-7, but we got 35-13. Like you said, I do think this is closer to where they lie than 84-8. I mean, there's national teams. Gorman could beat 35-13. And there's national teams that Liberty beat, so I think we're still kind of should be considered lucky to have two national programs here. Gorman's just still a bit far ahead of Liberty, but it's not impossible. I mean, the Patriots have cut the gap consistently, and I guess your hope, if you want to see Gorman lose, is that they can continue to do that.
And, I mean, Arbor's cut the gap a little bit as well. I mean, they've given – I think both Arbor and Gorman have given – I mean, Arbor and Liberty have given Gorman a little bit of a run early, first quarter, right?
Mm-hmm.
You saw Arbor even at 7 after 1. You saw Liberty's defense hang its hats. But, again, this was the best defense Liberty's ever had.
Yeah, and the unfortunate part for Liberty was Gorman's defense was at least, I mean, even better. I mean, Liberty could not move the ball at all on them until the fourth quarter. They were getting pressure. They were stuffing the run. I mean, they were doing everything. So I was very impressed with Gorman's defense as well.
And that Jeffrey Yurlosolioyo guy.
Yeah, long last name. Had an interception.
Bro, he's good, dude.
Yeah.
He came from nowhere. It's a good player they developed.
Yurlosolioyo?
Yeah.
Did I say it?
It's kind of anticlimactic that, you know, we're coming into the last week of the season and, you know, we kind of know the result of what's going to happen. Not that we arguably didn't in August, but at least we had 32 other teams to talk about getting there.
Yeah, it's true, but I think we always knew we were going to be in this spot. I would say Gorman a little bit slower on offense, but I have to say I'd only seen Horman two other times this year against national opponents, and I know those opponents probably a little better than Liberty, but still in those games I didn't think Dorian Thompson and Robinson seemed all that comfortable. I know they had offensive line issues and, you know, other things, but I was never blown away by him, even though you know he's a huge recruit, huge talent. This game he was unbelievable. I mean, I can't say enough about the kid. I'm like totally on his bandwagon. I think he's going to have a great college career. Their offense was basically only him for at least 2.5 quarters or so, and he had like 3 incompletions. Gorman, I know a lot of it's focus and concentration, but I mean there was a lot. I felt like Liberty just had so much more energy. Gorman didn't seem all that into it, except for like 6 people. 5 of them were coaches who were super energized, and the other one was Dorian Thompson Robinson, who I felt like was, you know, just like a natural leader on his guys, trying to correct to get things right. I was just so impressed by him. It really, the takeaway from this is I can't wait to watch how he continues to develop. I think even this year he's gotten so much better.
And that's the one thing that's always stood up out for me about him is, you look, they'd won 50-some games in a row, and then they go and lose to Modern Day. And that guy left it all on the field that day. Answered questions at the end of the game. True pro. Great leader. His leadership qualities, I think, really stand out. And remember, it's a kid who had to wait for his turn to be the Gorman quarterback. So going to be interesting to see what he does in college. According to Twitter, he's still going to UCLA. Chip Kelly's going to be there. Has a chance to have a good career.
Yeah, for sure. I think definitely a bright talent. I'm glad I got to see him do so well on Saturday. Liberty, I mean, they got to where they're supposed to again. They had a great season. Going to be a big turnover for them, too. I mean, Kenyon and Oblad's been the face of the team for the last 4 years, basically, at quarterback. And then also, I mean, Krishan Lappin's been just as big defensively. A lot of those defensive guys graduating as well. So where do you think Liberty goes from here?
You know, I think once they settle on, you know, who those offensive pieces are going to be, I think offensively they're going to have a different look next year. To be announced at quarterback. At wide receiver, they lose the Marcus Powell guy. So there's going to be interesting to see how they flip everything over. But, you know, they've won 8 in a row. We worried when Kai Nakua left and Tyler Newman came in. And then Tyler Newman left and Kenny Noblad came in. So Liberty's been able to establish its footprint. You know, they've been able to build and advance and not take a drop off, you know, where you see a team that's got, you know, a historically great multi-year starter at any position and you wonder who's next, right? So Liberty will be back. I still think, you know, you want to kind of handicap next year, and granted, you don't know who's going to be in which league, right?
Yeah, I mean, like we said earlier, awaiting the realignment, so that'll be interesting.
Yeah, but, I mean, obviously your top 3 teams in town have to be Gorman, Liberty, Arbor.
I mean, I think until further notice, that's what it's going to be. I will say that Cervantes White kid actually was their leading receiver this year over Powell and showed some real flashes, so he'll be back. Zyrus Fiesu, who you argued was the MVP of the team, just a freshman, he'll be back. And a couple of the guys that stood out to me on defense, who I wish I had their names in front of me now. I know I looked and were only juniors. That Kyle Beaudry maybe was one of them. I think he had a sack. And there's some other kid like on the defensive end. Maybe Luke Tuamalati. I think that was the other one, junior. So they're going to be just fine, I think. They have a lot of guys coming up. I think those 3 programs, why they're always at the top, is they have found a way to kind of be self-sustaining and built these programs to where they're going to reload from year to year.
Totally agree.
All right, well, usually this would be where we make our picks, but...
Oh, that's right.
I don't know. We kind of already gave it away that it's Bishop Gorman. Reed, what? I don't know. Anything interesting to watch in this game or what? How much are you expecting Gorman to win by? I don't know what to do in place of the picks.
I think, you know, one of the storylines is going to be to what level of hostility will we see from the Northern Nevada folks. Right, they usually get vocal when Gorman's up there every 3 years about just having to compete with them. So will there be any, you know, tomatoes thrown at the bus, if you will?
Well, maybe it'll be muted, considering that this is the last one. We'll see. We're both on Gorman, though. It's been a fun football season. Thanks for following along all the way. For Ray, I'm Case. This has been Prep Sports Now.
And we'll talk to you guys for basketball, right, CK?
Oh, yeah. Basketball. Next week sometime. Kind of a fabulous three, it seems like, over there, too, with Gorman, Clark, and Coronado expected to be the teams competing.
Got our Super 7 coming out next week.
Yeah, so look for all the basketball stuff next week, including we'll be in here talking probably Tuesday of next week. Thanks a lot. One more time, Prep Sports Now.